The word of God for our meditation this morning is recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Your fellow redeemed, is your life a series of struggles? When we face challenges, we call life an uphill battle. Maybe you are struggling with your course load, trying to keep up with your papers and assigned readings. Maybe you struggle to stay awake in class or in chapel. When we suffer from diseases, we say that we are battling them. But have you ever thought of your life as a spiritual battle? Right now, there is a battle going on inside you. This battle has been going on ever since you were baptized or brought to faith. When God called you by name, rescuing you from the clutches of Satan, how are you equipped for this battle? The Holy Spirit teaches us through the Apostle Paul, be strong in the Lord, in his power and in his protection. This is no ordinary battle in which we are battling other human beings with external physical weapons. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Rather, our struggle is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Satan, who is called the prince of this world, rules through his battalions of evil spirits and demons in the darkness of sin. Through sin, Satan has established his kingdom in this world, leading people away from God, the Father of light, into the rule of darkness. Satan's ultimate goal is to prevent us from reaching heaven. What are Satan's weapons in trying to achieve this goal? The old serpent is crafty. Our text speaks of the wiles of the devil. Remember how Satan took the form of a serpent in the Garden of Eden and tricked Adam and Eve? He asked Eve, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Satan planted doubt in Eve's mind about God's motives in giving the command not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, consequently casting doubt on the truth of God's word. Likewise, Satan tries to get us to twist God's word, to ignore his commandments, to question the Bible's teachings by placing doubt in our minds. Did God really say? The wiles of the devil are active today also. In some parts of the world, the devil wants to outwardly display his power, and so there have been reported incidences of demon possession. More often in our high-tech society, Satan uses the much more subtle weapon, the lie that he does not exist. Out of sight, out of mind. Satan is thought of as a harmless cartoon character, that little red man with horns and a beard holding a trident. How many children will make light of the existence of Satan by wearing such a costume on Halloween? Paul refers to the time in which we are living as this present darkness. This is an evil time in which we live. As the devil levels his most cunning schemes against us, it is impossible to know from one day to the next just where and how he will make his next assault. He uses both covert and open attacks. He seeks to lead us into both false belief and a sinful life. We are tempted to yield on what we believe and teach, to go along with what the attitudes of the world are, even where God has spoken so clearly in his word. We are tempted to try to appear religious in the eyes of others when it is only an outward show. We are tempted to be loveless toward fellow believers and hateful toward those who are unbelievers. The list could go on, but the point is clear. During these evil days, we need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In order that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, our text exhorts us, put on the whole armor of God. What are the pieces of this armor? To protect himself in battle, a belt was used to firmly secure a soldier's armor around his waist. In the same way, the belt of truth firmly secures our faith in spiritual battles. This belt is a reminder that to emerge victorious in our spiritual battles, our faith must be anchored on God's word. God's word is truth and points us to Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father. A breastplate is designed to protect a soldier's vital organs during battle. If we start to think that our own good works can protect us, then we will be dressed in filthy rags. We need the protection of Christ's righteousness, his perfect life lived for us, his death in our place to take away our sins. And so by faith, we are covered by the breastplate of Christ's righteousness. A Roman soldier wore half boots studded with nails to help him stand firm on the battlefield. As Christian soldiers marching as to war, the shoes of peace represent our readiness to take our stand on the gospel message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. In ancient warfare, a shield offer protection from the flaming arrows fired from enemy lines. If used, this shield was a trustworthy piece of armor. If dropped, it became useless and actually got in the way and put the soldier in harm's way. The shield of faith is there to protect us by deflecting the fiery darts, the various temptations that the devil launches at us as we trust in Jesus alone as our Savior. In battle, a helmet was worn to protect the soldier's head. Where do we find protection in every situation, spiritual, emotional, and physical? We cannot deliver ourselves. We need the helmet of salvation that Jesus alone offers. In battle, the sword was a soldier's most trusted weapon in close combat with enemies. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, through which God reveals to us not only his will, but also his plan to save us sinful people. God's word is a powerful weapon that can be used to defend our faith against our enemies when we proclaim its truth. Using God's word, we can rout any of the powers of this dark world or the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, we should make use of God's word by hearing it preached in chapel and church and by reading it in our daily lives. Luther wrote, "In a mighty fortress is our God. Stood we alone in our own might, our striving would be losing. For us the one true man doth fight, the man of God's own choosing. Who is this chosen one? 'Tis Jesus Christ the Son, The Lord of hosts is he who wins the victory in every field of battle. Be strong in the Lord, in his power and in his protection. Jesus has won the victory for us over sin, death, and hell. And by faith, his victory is ours. And our warfare will be completed, and we will celebrate our victory when Jesus returns to take us to be with him forever in heaven. Amen. Let us pray. Please rise. Almighty and most merciful God, your name is a strong tower into which the righteous run and are safe. We beseech you, lift up the standard of the Spirit against the power of the enemy, coming in upon us like a flood, and clothe us with the full armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, that we may be able to fight the good fight of faith, and so finish our course with joy in the great day when Christ the righteous judge shall appear, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen.